Okay, today's shiur is Arachin Daf Yud Beis, and it's sponsored by Refuah Shleima, Rafael Menachem Ben Shendel Rivka. I'm sorry for the boss, Rafael Menachem Ben Shendel Rivka. V'toch Shar Chol Yisrael, all the limud should be Refuah Shleima, the Chol, V'toch Shar Chol Yisrael. Okay, so we get back into Arachin Daf Yud Beis, and as we have been discussing yesterday, the issue that's coming up is Shira, and we've had a couple of days where we have to figure out calendars of personal Nida and Zava, that was Shabbos, and calendars of Me'ubar and Chaser. So today we're also going to have, it's going to be a calendar day in terms of when the Churban Beis HaMikdash was as compared to when Yecheskel was being misnabed. That's going to be the Iker part of today's daf as we'll get up to there. But before that, we are on Yud Aleph Amid Beis on the second line. So if you remember, we were discussing the issues of Shira, and we were trying to bring a raya whether one says Shira on a carbon olas nedava. That was the suffix of the Gemara. We tried to bring a raya from Chizkiyahu, and we ended up saying that maybe that story in Navi was not a raya, because there it was, he was just asking, not that he needed to or didn't need to, but he was just expressing that he was about to do what he was about to do. That was all. That's the last line of the Gemara that we did on the first and second wide line. Midi dahavi ashlicha de tzibur de mimlach, like a shliach tzibur that's mimlach that asks a question whether he's he should start the tefillah, or to start whatever context he is about to start. So similar to that. So this comes up both in Hilchos Tefillah. In terms of the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Siman Nun Gimel about a chazin should never go up without asking. Shouldn't go up unless if the gabbai asks. So that's just like he asks, "Can I go?" So if the gabbai asks, it's not a problem. If he's a shaliach tzibur kavua, then it's not a problem because he's expected. It's as if he has automatic permission. But if not, then a shliach tzibur is not supposed to go up automatically. This only doesn't only come up by davening, which is more unusual. We don't usually assume somebody's going to go up. But the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to ask also by benching. Also by benching, right? We have a whole nusach, right? What is the lashon of zimun? If you look in the seventh paragraph of Maseches Brachas, we don't find Birshus Avi Mori. You don't find that. That's not exactly part of the Zimun. The Zimun is Nivarech Lelokeinu, Nivarech Shachalom Mishalo. That's the Zimun. But what's the whole Birshus? That's this Gemara right here. The Shulchan Aruch said in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin in Hilchas Betzias Apas Ha'imam Masubin Rabim Gadol Shebekulan Botzeya. If there are many people there sitting, the Gadol is Botzeya. The Gadol is the one that makes a motzi. V'im heim shavim v'echan miyem kohen, mitzvah lagdimo. V'im ha-kohen am ha-aretz, tamar chacham kodim lo. V'im ha-kohen gamkein tamar chacham, eloshu pachos min ha-sheni, tov lagdimo v'in chiyah v'davar. Okay. V'im yeshimam bal ha-bayis, hu Botzeya, v'afilum horeya Gadol. That's what we are. Bal ha-bayis is Botzeya. Why? Because he gives out big pieces. So that's why the Bal ha-bayis is the one that's Botzeya. V'ha-mivarech adds the Rama. Yomar Tchila Birshus Morai Barabosai. The Rama adds, that's what the Mavarech says. Barabosai, Yishem, Birshus. That whole Birshus is asking permission. Why do you have to ask permission? Birshus Morai Barabosai. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Hainu Afilu Hagadol Hu Abotzei Obalabayis, Mishum Midas Anava, Tzarech Lito Rishus. It's Anava. I'm not so worthy, really. You should be doing it. Tzvidas anava. Uki'ilu heim gedole mimenu v'lohem no'el avarech. Right? Ki'ilu, that you should be the one that is making the bracha. Kishiyisham kohen shemitzvah lagdimo. Especially if there's a kohen there, so then Birshus is very appropriate. But that is the Ramah. If you look, who's he quoting? Ar zarua ubeis Yosef b'shem Shibali Haleket. If you look in the Shibali Haleket himself, Reb Tzidkiyahu HaRofe, we don't do enough Shibali Haleket. Says the Shibali Haleket in Siman Kuf Mem, he quotes, he has a whole two pages on Birshus. You know, different svaras of what the reason of Birshus is. V'hu omer Birshus Rabosai, ze ani yodeya, im atem maskimim shakadosh baruch hu maskimim achem. Birshus, right, do you agree that Hashem is also allowing me to bench? V'hein meshivin Birshus Shamayim. There is a Sephardic custom of saying Shamayim after he says Birshus. Klomar, lakachanu maskimim, sheyaskimu men ha-shamayim, shenoev ha-hagun atal lefaneinu u-mavarechu botzeya. Right, so that's not just anava, but it's that, you know, are we all in this together, even in the shamayim? Od matzasi tam acher b'shem rabbeinu klunimus, habachur zatzal. Lomar regilin lomar savri, L'yayin u'mbirshus l'hamotzi. Talk about the difference in Lashonos. Why do you say Savri, which is a different form of than Birshus? L'fisha m'subin b'tchile goes through whether people are involved in eating, people are involved in drinking. So he talks about the differences, but I'm not going to get into that now. It's what they're defined at the end. U'b'shem Rabbeinu Yisra ben Rav Yehuda, matzasi loma omrim savri al hayayin, l'fisha hayayin hevi klala la'olam, v'hezek b'yimei Noach. Shenistakir min hayayin v'kilo as kenan al kain omrim savrai klomar tavinu sheyesh badaiti lishtos midavar sheyasi menu klola v'degamatem badaitachem lishtos v'halavai shelo yazik li klum v'al kain regilim b'adam lahashav achrav l'chaim klomar l'chaim tiyelecha otashtia v'lo lahezek. That's why you say l'chaim, because in the past wine has brought death to the world, or a curse to the world. So therefore, l'chaim, you say savrai, let's focus on this because we want to use it properly. And then they answer l'chaim. Good. V'yachi Rebbe Binyamin Nero, my brother, says the Shibali Aleket says, what do we say? Let's see this line. Why do you say birshus? Now by hamotzi. Now we're not talking about by benching. Why do you say birshus? That's pretty common. Many people say birshus. Lafi mashal rabbi seinu, because we know the halacha is that if a person is making hamotzi for other people, he has to taste he should be the first one to taste the challah. He should bite first, even if he has derech eretz, he wants to give everybody, but he should be the one that takes a bite first. The heimein rasham lito machi yitam mavarach tchila al kenu roto birshus shalo yira'ek ra'avtan. Klomar, lo mishum rav tanut ani botzei akdei lotam tchila. I'm not doing this because I'm a glutton and I want to eat first. I'm doing this. This is the halacha. Ela al rishuschem al kin rishuschem. Birshus, please give me rishus. But this is not in the world of rav tanut. It's just in the world of halacha. Al kin meshivim lo birshus shamayim. Klomar, ein botzei mishum rav tanut. Ela kedin ukahalacha ata oseh. Okay, this is the Shmuel Aleket. You don't think there's such significance to the birshus or the savri, but already, in the days of the Rishonim, 600 years ago, they were already talking about why we say Savri and Bershus, all related to something significant. Okay, but that's in the Ramah. The Ramah quotes it by benching. Okay, we continue. That was the line of the Gemara of Ashlicha de Tzibura de Mimlach. Now we continue on the second line. So again, we're still trying to prove the Ibaya of the Gemara, Rabbi Avin's Ibaya. Rabbi Avin asked about 15 lines ago, Olas nidvas tzibur, tu'una shira o ena tu'una shira. The ola that's brought as a nidava on behalf of the tzibur. Does it need shira or not? The ola of the carbon tamid, of the carbon musaf, the musaf rosh chodesh, meheri yibana beis hamikdash that we could bring. Right, so then, that of course needs shira. But what about, within a sachem, but what about the ola nidvas tzibur? That's the shayla. So Tashma will try to prove it again. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, Magalgal and schus liyom zakai, v'chovel liyom chayiv. When you have a good day, then tzchuyos are rolled into it. And when you have a chayiv day, then you have chiyuvim that are rolled into it. Amru, kishacharav habayis barishona, bizman bayis rishon, the churban, osu hayom tishabav haya, it was tishabav, that we know. But now we add, umotsoi shabbis haya, and it was a Sunday. Umotsoi shviyas haysa, it was the year after Shemitah. The year after Shemitah, the year of Churban Habayis, u'mishmarto shel Yehoyariv haisa, and it was destroyed in the mishmar of Yehoyariv. That was the mishmar. We know there were 24. The Kohanim was split up into 24 mishmaras. They each worked about 2 weeks out of the year besides Yantif. So it was the mishmar of Yehoyariv when the Churban took place. V'hayu Kohanim v'Leviim omdim al duchanam, and the Kohanim and Leviim were in their places, in their proper places on the platforms. V'omrim shira, and they were busy singing shira. The busy singing shira during the Churban Habayis. Uma hat ma shira amri. What were they singing? Vayashav aleihem es onam uvra asam yatz miseim. They were singing, right, the yom, vayashem, returns and avenges. Uvra asam yatz miseim. Hashem will cut them off, the enemies. Velo espikir lo mar yatz miseim Hashem elokeinu. They didn't get to finish the pasuk. Ad shebo oivin v'kavshum. Till the enemy came in and subdued them and destroyed them. The chayin b'shnia. And all this happened in the second base of English as well. That's going to be later on in today's daf, working out the dates. Is it really true that the first and second base of Migdash were destroyed during the year after Shemitah? Okay, we'll get back to that, but that's not for now. Hi Shir Maya Vite, what Shir were they singing? What Shir were they singing, Bisman HaChorban? Ilema de Olas Chova. Were they singing the regular Shira during the carbon Ola that they were bringing? Mi havi. Did they have karbanos anymore at that point? Mi havi. Hava b'shiva asar b'tamas batal tamid. We know one of the five tragedies that happened on Shabbat Shabbat Thomas was no more carbon tamid. They couldn't bring the carbon tamid anymore. So they weren't bringing the carbon tamid on Tisha B'Av. So, all right, 3 weeks earlier they didn't bring it. So, Elolav, right, the importance, why is that a tragedy? When a carbon stopped, the Olas tamid. Right, so when all other carbons, why dafka the Olas tamid? So you mentioned yesterday in Mitzvah Shir. Yesterday's Mitzvah Shir, we spoke about the Aftal Recha Kamocha. That was yesterday's Mitzvah. And we mentioned the Medrash that the Ein Yaakov quotes in Agdama to Shas, where he has quotes the Medrash, which we're not sure exactly where this Medrash is. Three-way machlokas. What's the most important pasuk in the Torah? One opinion says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Another opinion says, V'yatzel Recha Kamocha. And the other opinion, the third opinion says, Es HaKevaz Echad, Tasev HaBoker, V'es HaKevaz HaShini Tasev Bein HaRabayim. Bring the carbon tamid. That's the most exciting pasuk in the Torah. You need that. The first two, fine. But the third one, so we explain, because that's what the Baalei Machshava use as the symbol of Ritzifus, and the symbol of day in, day out, continuity, going in, not every day, right? The Daf Yomi Pasuk, right? That's the godless of that Pasuk, and that's what symbolized our Avoda. And when that was stopped, so that was really painful for the Jewish people. So that's why it was a tragedy on Shabbat Shabbat Thomas. So the Gemara says, you can't say that the Shira they were singing had to do with the Olas Chova, because there were no more animals. Ela lav de Olas Nedava. So it must be that it was the Olas Nedava that was being brought. So you see, it was an Olas Nedava that was singing. So that proves our point, that you have Shira during the Olas Nedava as well. Asks the Ravid, I forgot to bring it today, out of yesterday, asks the Ravid in his commentary on Maseches Tamid, the back of Maseches Tamid, we have the commentary of the Ravid, but the Shem will do that in a couple of months. So the Ravid says, isn't there a Mitzvah Saseh that you're not allowed to bring a carbon before or after the carbon Tamid? So how can you bring out the carbonus here? Isn't there, it's called the Aseh de Hashlamah, so the Ravid says, obviously that's only if you're planning to bring the carbon Tamid. Then those have to be the beginning and the end. But if you don't have a carbon tamid to bring, that doesn't mean that you're mevatel all the other carbonos. So that is why the Ravid says you'd be able to bring it here. Says the Gemara, yeah.
They had an animal for an
Olas. Oh, next Gemara's question. Vitizbara. Ask the Gemara, is this logical? Maishna to Olas Chava to Lohavi, Maishna to Olas Nadava to Havi. Well, if they had an animal, so had they bring it, they had one for an Olas Nadava, not for an Olas Chava. Says the Gemara, what kind of animal do they have? Ha, lo, kasha. Not a kasha. Ben bakar, akroi ba'alma, hu de isrami lehu. They found a bakar. Can't bring a bakar. You need a sakeves echot, that's a bakar. They found animals that you can bring for an olas nedava, but they did not find animals that they could bring for a carbon tamid. So that's why it must have been an olas nedava. Sadeh Gemara says, no good. Amar Rava, vitei Maravashi, vitizbara. Is that really logical? We're suggesting that the Shira was the one that they sung during the olas nedava. What were they singing? Shira di yome. It was Sunday, we just said. So what's the Shir shel yom of Sunday? Lashem haaretz umeloa. Right, L'David Mizmar. Ve'yashev aleim es onam b'shir darba b'shabbos hu. But that pasuk about Hashem taking revenge is Wednesday, Baruch Hashem, Siyata Deshmaya. It's Wednesday today. What? Sorry, it's Baruch Hinafshi. That's true, but in Chutz Laaretz, you still say both. They still say both, and in some places they still say both. Even though the Minhag of Eretz Yisrael of the Torah of the Gra to many places to only say one Baruch Hinafshi, but inherently it's still Kel Nekamos Hashem. So if you see that the Meir Shapira didn't realize in the 1920s that it was going to be Rosh Chodesh Shrat today also, so we'll let it slide. And he was also said in Chutz Laaretz, so okay, it's okay. Anyway, says the Gemara. So what were they singing? They weren't singing the proper shir anyway. So what's your suggestion? They were singing the shir during the Olas Nedava? No, it was obviously something different. Ella, Ailie, Ba'alma, Hudanafalu, Babumayu. They were just singing a song in Yana Dioma. The Beis HaMikdash was being destroyed, so they started singing this, Hashem, take revenge, please. But it wasn't a regular din shira in the Beis HaMikdash, so there's no raya. No raya, this wasn't the regular shira. It says the Gemara, it wasn't. Ba'omden al-duchanam k'tani. But it says they were omid al-duchanam. Sounds like they were on their platform singing their regular shira. Kid the Reish Lakish, da'amar, Reish Lakish, da'amar, omrim shira, shelo al-hakarban. You're allowed to say shira in the middle of nowhere. Rish Lakish said this. That's what they were doing here. They were just singing because they were lamenting. That's what they were doing. They weren't singing. They were singing a lament. And therefore, don't bring me any rayas that you could bring, that whether you need shira for a olas nedava. Period. 1 second. So, ihachi olas nedava nami lema. If you can say shira whenever you want, so then why don't you just say shira for an olas nedava too? So Rashi here is a difficult line. Rashi says, and therefore we have an answer to our original question. The Shita Mekuvetza says, no, we don't. We wanted to know if you have to say shira by an olas nedava. Now we're suggesting, can you say shira for an olas nedava? Little tzarach in on Rashi, how exactly this line is answering the previous question. But either way, that's the Shita's problem with Rashi. But the Gemara suggests, let's go again, the Pashtas. So by an olas nedava, what's the problem? Why don't we say it then? So the Gemara answers, no, nothing mine churva. If you don't have to do something, and you do it, so that it can be confusing, because you might come to think that even by an olas chova, it's a reshus. If you sometimes do it by an olas nedava, and you sometimes don't do it by an olas nedava, then you might think the same rules would apply to an olas chova. And that would be a problem, because you have to do it by an olas chova. So therefore, it's better not to do it at all by an olas nedava, if you don't have to. Period. Okay, so my aviyala. So we still didn't answer our question. So, Beheri Yibana Beis Avigdash, we still don't know. Are we going to sing Shiras by Olas Adavas? So, Tashma, the Tani Rav Mari, Breder of Kahana, Al Olosechem Yal Zivche Shalechem. The pasuk that we spoke about yesterday, Skatim Bechatzotros, the Kibbutz Shofar and Shira, with the Ol on the Olos and the Zivche Shalmechem. And on your Shlomim, Ma Ola Kodesh Kadashim, Av Shlomim Kodesh Kadashim. Just like Ola in the pasuk, obviously is Kodesh Kadashim, because all Olos are Kodesh Kadashim. So too, the Shlomim that's being spoken about in the pasuk is Kodesh Kadashim. There's only one Shlomim that's Kodesh Kadashim. Only one. All other, 99% of Shlomim are Kachikalim. Only one, the carbon that's brought on Shavuos, the Kipsei Atzeres. That's the only Shlomim that's a Shalmei Tzibur, and it's the only Shlomim that is Kodesh Kodashim. So that's what we're talking about in the Pasuk. Just like Ola, the what's talking about in the Pasuk, what you need Chatzotros and Shira, is Kachi Kachim. So to Shlomim, Uma Shlomim, Kavu Alehem Zman, Af Ola Kavu Alehem Zman. And say the comparison the other way, just like Shlomim has a set time, so to Ola has set times. Those are the only ones that are talked about in the Pasuk, but in Olas Nedava, which has no set time, would not require Shira. That is the Maskana of the Gemara. Good. So now we get into a related question. Ibai Lahu, a related question, and we're going to end up having the same exact 15 lines repeated that we just had. So Ibai Lahu, Nisachim Haba'in Bifnei Atzman, Tu'unin Shira O Ein Tu'unin Shira. Nisachim that come by themselves. What do you mean by themselves? We've learned that you can bring the Sachim not on the day that you bring the carbon. Top Rashi. Kigon sheheviyu hayom, carbon sibur, v'lo heviyu nesachim imo, v'viyim l'machar. Right, you're allowed to bring the Sachim a different day. We mentioned that. Afilu ad asar yamim. We had that lashon. Right, so you can bring the Sachim. So let's say when you bring the Sachim separately, does that have Shira? When you have Nesachim with the carbon, so fine. But when you bring a bifnei atzman, tune in shira, or do you not need shira? Tosfos says the same thing that Rashi said. So kivan, what's the suffix? Kivan to amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani amar Rabbi Yonasan. Minayin she'in omrim shira el alayayin vechulu amrinan. Do we say that shira is only always accompanied with wine? So when you're pouring wine, you should say shira. You see, they always go together. O dilma alachila v'shesia amrinan ashesia lechude lo amrinan. Or do we say that we only say Shira when you have Achila and Shtia of the Mizbeach? Right? Meaning the Karban and the Nisacha Yayin. But otherwise, Ashtia Luchudi lo Amrinan. It's very graphic. You have the Achila and Shasiya. We're talking about the Mizbeach. Right? But you have this in various places. We know that the Makar, we learned back in Masech HaZvachim, the Makar that the Mizbeach has to be entirely in Shevet Binyamin. And that's why the southeastern corner of the Mizbeach did not have a Yesod. The Yesod only went on the western side of the Mizbeach, the northern side of the Mizbeach, and then a little bit, the Yesod stuck out on the east side and on the south side. But on the southeast side, there was no Yesod. Why? Because the entire Mizbeach had to be in Binyamin. So why? It's based on a Pasuk, Binyamin Zeev Yitrof. And the uncle that's on the Pasuk says, because all the Karbanas have to be eaten by the Mizbeach like a wolf. Ze'ev Yitrof. So you see, it's described as an Achila. Be'am and Ze'ev Yitrof. So here too, do you need Achila Vishasiya or just Achila? That is the suffix. The Menachas Chinuch in Shin Tzadik Dalid leaves this Gemara B'tzarech Iyun. He says, I don't know what the question is. Why, what's his problem? He quotes our Gemara. So he says, Kashali, Ma'i Ba'yilei B'tzarech 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 B't What's the question? Typically, Devadi Amrin and Shira. Of course you say Shira with Nesachim by themselves. Why? Midadashi Rabbanan Le'el Daf Yud Aleph. Earlier we had Makapar B'yom Av Shira B'yom V'Yishra Kralze. We have a pasuk to tell me that you only sing Shira by day. V'I Amrit. And if you want to say that the Nesachim by themselves, you don't need Shira, but only the ones that come with a Zevach. So what do you need a pasuk? You're only bringing Karbanos by day. You need a pasuk to tell me that you only say Shira Bayom. What do you mean? If you only say Shira when you have Nesachim with a Karban, so of course that's Bayom. The Karban isn't brought by Laila. The fact that the Gemara earlier needed a pasuk to tell me that Shira is only Bayom, it must mean that there was a Havamina that I could have done it by Laila, Kamash Vod is only Bayom. So that's only by Nesachim Abam Bifnei Atzman. Ha Nesachim Abam Im Azevach Einem Kraven Balayla. Ela Vadai. Ta Nesachim Abam Bifnei Atzman Omrim Shira. Ve Nesachim Bifnei Atzman Kraven Balayla Gamkein. Nesachim by themselves can be brought at night. Ve Yisakra L'Rabban Lema Ute Layla. Umuchach Darbina Shira Abam Bifnei Atzman Ve Tzarech Iyun Gadol. Min Chaskana does not answer it. He doesn't know what the question is. If you have this question, so why didn't you need a pasuk to tell me that Shira is only by Yom? So, you see in the footnotes in the Minchas Chinuch, he discusses, maybe it depends whether maybe you shechted it by Yom, and then you continued by Laila. He tries to come up with an answer, but it's an important ha'ara and problem of the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, so says the Gemara. Vaiter, so Tashma, let's try to answer the question. So now we're going to have the same exact Shakla Vitaria that we had earlier. The same, we had the Shaila about whether we say Shira on a Olas Nedava. So now we're saying, do we say Shira by Nesachim by themselves? So Tashma, Rabbi Yossi Omer, same Brisa quoted as before, Magalgalin Schusli Om Zaka Vechulu, the whole thing that we had with the Beis HaMikdash. So Hai Shira, my Avidite, what Shira were they saying? Bizman HaChorban, Ile Mata Olas Chova, Mi Have, Habshivaso Batabas, Matla Tamid. There wasn't Olas Chovas left, there was no more animals. They weren't saying Shira with the carbon Tamid. So the Ela, the Olas Nedava, they were saying Shira with the Olas Nedava, Vatani Rav Mari, Bereder of Kahana, to Lo Tricha. We just said on the bottom of the previous Amud, we prove that you don't need Shira for an Olas Nedava. So it can't be they were doing that. So Elo Lav the Nesachim. What's left? What else were they singing Shira? It must be they weren't bringing a carbon. So it must be they were just singing Shira with Nesachim. They had wine. So doesn't that prove that you say Shira with Nesachim? Machmas Atzman. So Gemara answers again, same answer as before. This wasn't a real Shira. Amar Rav Vitei Merav Ashi V'Tizbra Shira D'Yomei Hashem Arzu Malawa. The Shira of the day would have been Hashem Arzu Malawa. V'Yashem Aleim As Onam Uvrasam Yas B'Seim B'Chulu B'Shira Darba B'Shabahu. It was Wednesdays. Ella, so what were they singing? So Ailei Ba'Amu D'Nafalu B'Pumaya. They were just singing a lament, a dirge that was appropriate for the Inyan of the Yoma, but this wasn't a real Shira. But doesn't it say they were singing, standing on their duchen? They were singing it even stunned. They were just singing Shira in the middle of nowhere. They were allowed to do that. If you're allowed to do it, why don't you do it by Nesachim? What would be the problem? Same thing as before. If you do it here as a Rishus, sometimes yes, sometimes no, then you might come to do it with Nesachim Habayim Ima Karban. And therefore, we might think even there it's a rishus, kamash malan, it is a problem. Period. Okay, so now we get into the Brisa. The Brisa had said that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in the year after, on a day after Shabbos, on a Sunday, and in a year after Shemitah. Both the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash. The Brisa ended up saying, V'chein b'shniya. So this Gemara has to be learned with the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes, which we did a couple of years ago, which also discusses the exact dates of when the Churban was, and the Shemitahs, and the Yovels. So, I'll have to keep that in mind. If you want to get the full picture, with the Chazur, that Daf. Okay, Gufa. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Megangalos Chuspiyom Zakeh V'chulu. Bar Yishonim Asay Shviyas Mimishkach Azla. So here we go. Is it really true? Work out the math. With the Beis HaMikdash, this hall, the first Amud Aleph, is about Churban Bayis Rishon. We'll get the Churban Bayis Sheni on Amud Beis. So, is it possible? Motzei Shviyas, that's when the Churban was, Vaksiv. Let's figure it out. B'yasrim v'chami shana l'galuseinu, Yechezkel Hanavi has a nevuah in the 25th year of when he went into Galus. When did he go into Galus? So the Navi describes, Baruch Hashem, I got to bring in a Tanakh today. Right? The Navi describes that Yechezkel was in the Galus of the Cheresh and the Mazger. When was that? That was 11 years before Churban Bayis. for Churban Bayis Rishon, Nebuchadnezzar already was magala them in stages. Says the pasuk. Let me just find where here it is. Biyamav. Let me just find it here. But in the beginning of Perachav Dawid of Melachim Beis, so that is where Nebuchadnezzar comes into the city. Biyamav ala Nebuchadnezzar melabava vayilo yoyakim eved shalosh shanim vayashav vayimrobo vayishalach Hashem boaz gedu dekastim, and they started rebelling. And then vayetze Yehoyachin. We just find the positive. Yesterday it talks about the exact stages of the Galus. Here we go. Vayetze Yehoyachin melech Yehuda al melech Bavel hu v'yimov avada v'sarav v'sarisav v'yikach oso melech Bavel b'shnas shmod l'molcho v'yotzi misham eskolo tzores beis Hashem v'oso beis HaMelech. This is before the Churban. There's already, Nebuchadnezzar is already looting Yerushalayim. We're already on the way out. V'higla eskol Yerushalayim v'eskol asarim v'eskol gibori achayol asara awafim gola v'chol hacharesh v'amazger, all the artisans and the professional people, which Chazal darshin, the professional learners, the Talmidei Chachamim, lo nishar zulas dalas am ha'aretz. So Yechezkel went into Galus during that time, 11 years before Churban HaBayis. And Melech Bavel put Matan Yedodo, who is Tzidkiyahu, right? Ben Esrim Ba'achas Shana B'Tzidkiyahu B'Malcho Va'achas Esrei Shana Malach Yerushalayim. 11 years before the Churban happened. So Yechezkel is being Misnabe here in our Pasuk. He's having the Nevuah 25 years after he went into Galus. So Pasha is 14 years after the Churban. Let's keep that in mind. Be'asim Mishchamish Shana Galul Galusenu B'Rosh Hashana. Be'asar lachodesh. That's the problem. On Rosh Hashanah, on the 10th of the month. Barbo esrei shana achar asher huksa ha'ir. 14 years after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So everything worked out in the pasuk beautifully, except the middle one. It was 25 years after he went into Galus, 14 years after the Churban, right? Because he went into Galus 11 years prior. The problem is, it says it was Rosh Hashanah, and it was the 10th of the month. So what day was it? Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the month. So what was it? So Eze Hishana Shah Rosh Hashanah Be'asar Lachodesh. What day, what year has Rosh Hashanah as its 10th of the month? Havi Omer Zeh Yovel. Because Yovel, during Yovel, you blow shofar on Yom Kippur. So Yovel, Rashi has a beautiful lashon. Rashi on the 10th skinny line. Yovel, Rosh Hashanah Shelah B'Yom HaKippurim. That's a great lashon. You might have thought you just blow shofar. Rosh Hashanah Shalom Yom Kippurim, the token, but Bezdin, Bishofer, Viniftar Mavadim Lubatayim. So that's like all the halachas kick in on Yovel. So that's really the Rosh Hashanah of the year, Yom Kippur. So now we know that year, the 25th year when Yechezkel went into Galus, 14 years after the Churban was a Yovel year. So let's just do the math. It doesn't work out that the Churban year was the year after Shrita. V'isaka daitach. Just go backwards. V'isaka daitach. V'chad b'shavu acharim. But if you say that the Churban happened the year after Shemitah year, mechad b'shavu alachad b'shavu atimne, you go back one cycle from when he had the Nevuah, that's 8. L'chad b'shavu achreina, chamesh esrei havin. So you're off by a year. Because Yovel is the 50th year. And the Churban, if you say Yovel, which is the 50th year of the cycle, was year 14, right, after the Churban. So then, the 37th year, right, if you go back, would be 2 years after Shemitah. You're off by a year. The Churban would have happened 2 years after Shemitah, not 1 year after Shemitah. So, you're off by a year. So answers the Gemara, no, Amar Avina, you're right, add in a year. Ba'arba esrei shana achar shana shehuksa ha'ir. That's how you understand the pasuk. It's the 14th year after the year after the Churban. Okay, so you go back one. So that's Ravina. Ravina says you just add in one. Ihachi, 1 second, if you added in a year, so then that messes up the other part of the pasuk. What was the first half of the pasuk? I stand here 25 years after I went into Galus. But we just said now that really he's 15 years after the Churban. But he went into Galus 11 years before the Churban. So that's 26. Ihachi be'asam v'chabishana, esam v'sheish avyin. The math doesn't work then because altogether, so that's 26 years. To Omar Mar, because we learned in the Brisa, Galu Bisheva, Galu Bishmona. The Galus happened in the 7th year of Yehoyakim and the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar. Galu B'yirches, Galu B'yates. In the 18th year and 19th year respectively. At this point we think these are different Galios. We're going to see later that it's not. But we think these are different Galios. So let's think. The Galios started from the 7th year all the way until the 19th. Mishev ad timnesrei ha-chadsrei. So it's 11 years. 11 years before. It's just working out what we said already. 11 years before the Chorban is when the Cheresh and the Masgir, Yecheskel included in them, went into Golos. The Chamesh Esrei, and now we just said 15 afterwards, because we added in 1 year. It's not 14 years after the Chorban, it's 15. So Esrei Mishisavi. So it's 26. So how do you work out the math? Again, the Pasuk says that Yecheskel had this vision 26 years after he went into Golos. And we know he went into Golos 11 years before the Chorban, and we thought 14 years after the Chorban, he had this Nevuah, but we just added in a year. It's really 15 years after the Chorban, because he had to work out the Shemitah year. So it's 26 altogether. You're off by a year. So Amar lecha Ravina, ulo didach minicha. What, according to you, it's if you don't say what I say, to add in a year, it works out, you're still off by a year. Why, michti? Golunami b'tshasre. There was still a Golus, right? What did this Brisa say? In the 19th year, Mishevat Shitzar, from the 7th year to the 19th year, with the Gemara describes that there was Golus from the 7th through the 19th, that's Tartisrei, that's 12, not 11, if you take the Brisa literally. Va'arbasrei, and 14 after, Esamishazavian, so you also have 26. You have 12 before, not 11. If you take it, the Brisa literally, there were 12 years of Golios before the Chorban, not 11 years. Elamayz lechal ameimar. So what are you going to answer? Lebar mishasa de galuba. You don't count, when he says 25, you don't count the year that they went into Golos itself. So ledidi nami lebar mishasa de galuba. Okay, so take it out for me too. You don't count the year that they went into Golos. It was years after. So you take off a year, so it works out to be 25. Last line, 1 second. Mikol makom. Chisar Ravina Kasha. According to Ravina, it's still a problem because you don't count the other one to Golos, but it's still 11 before and 15 after. You still have 26. So the Gemara says, no, we're misunderstanding the Brisa. Mi Savish Shalosh Golios Ave. You think the Brisa is talking about separate Golios? Three separate ones? Or really, it's four separate ones. But we're focusing on the last three. No! It's separate. It's two Golios, really. What does 7 and 9 mean? Golu b'shev, 7 and 8? Golu b'sheva l'kibush Yehoyakim, shehi shmona l'nevuchanetzar. It's just calculating it differently. It was the 7th year of Yehoyakim's reign, which was the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. Golu b'shmona esrei l'kibush Yehoyakim, shehi tsha esrei l'nevuchanetzar. It was the 18th of Yehoyakim, of the kibush Yehoyakim, to the 19th of Nebuchadnezzar. So really, the Golos Yecheskel was 11 years before the Chorban, but if you don't count the year of the Golos, it was only 10 before. So that's why it works out to have 10 beforehand and 15 afterwards. It works out to be 25. The Pasuk in Yecheskel works out. To Amar Mar, Shana Rishona, Kibush Ninveh, the first year Nebuchadnezzar conquered Ninveh, which was the capital of Ashur, Shana Shnia, Olav HaKibush Yehoyakim. And in the second year, you see it was 1 year after the Nebuchadnezzar, he was conquered Yehoyakim. Anyways, this is all worked out. Ad Kan, we have all wonderful answers. No problems are left. We figured out that the Chorban Bayis Rishon happened the year after Shemitah, and Yecheskel went into Golos 11 years before the Chorban, and he had the Nevuah that was referred to 15 years later, even though it says 14, but we add in a year according to Ravina, and everything works out. Wonderful. Good. So now we continue. We can talk a lot about Shemitah, and there's a lot to talk about, but maybe we'll try to just get through the Daf and the Amud, because we just gotta, once we're in, I have our heads in the math, let's focus on that, and then if we have time, we'll say some lamdas. Says the Gemara, V'chein b'shniya. But the Brisa also says that the same details applied by the second Churban. Churban Bayisheni also happened on a Sunday and the year after Shemitah and the Mishmar of Yehoyarib v'chulu. Does that work? V'shniya b'mosai shviyas mimishkach azla. Did the second Beis HaMikdash, was that destroyed during the year after Shemitah? So let's figure it out. Michdi. Bayisheni kamakam. How long did Bayisheni stand for? Arba me'a the esrim. 420 years. Right? First Bayis was 410. Second was 420. Beautiful. Rabbeinu Bachai, beginning of Pekudei, says that this is alluded to in the Pasuk in the beginning of Pekudei. Says the Rabbeinu Bachai, im taskil b'milas hamishkan mishkan ha'edus. Right? We mentioned this in a parsha here 2 years ago. Timsa bahem remez, l'mispar ashanim sh'amad bayis vishan bayisheni, v'chein miyetzias mitzrayim ad shabana shlomo es habayis. Ha-mishkan is 415, plus the five letters, is 420. Mishkan is bayis rishon, right? That is, I work it out, that it works out exactly. V'chein ha'edus is chaser vav, that's 480, which is the years from Yitzchak Mitzrayim to Binyan Abayis, which we'll get to. So you have the Ramazim in that phrase to all of the Batei Mikdash. So, how long, let's do the math, how long did Bayis Sheni stand? 420 years. So, let's focus on that. Arba mea tmanya yovle. So if you take 400, you get 8 yovels in the 400. So those 400 years are exactly, they're finished. So you have 20 left. Arba asar, so 14 of the 20, trei shavua. Those are 2 Shemitah cycles. So what do you have left after 414? So you have 6. We're assuming that you started right away. We'll see. So pashu lahushis. So there are 6 left. Havilei b'shisa b'shavua. There's 6 left, so you see, it was Nechrav in the year, there was 6 left, and Rashi and Tosas both say here, it was Nechrav after this. It was Nechrav in the beginning of the 421st year, right, at 420 full years. It was Nechrav in the 421st year, which was the Shemitah year, not the year after Shemitah. That's the problem. So if you do the math, it doesn't work. So the Gemara answers, right? So fine, we figured out on what Aleph, how it could work in the Bayis Risha, but Bayis Sheni doesn't work. So Gemara says, no. Hamani Rabbi Yehuda, he works out according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds what? De Amar Shnas Chamishim Olakan Olakan. Got to take away a couple of years. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yovel is year 50, but it's also year 1 of the next cycle. It's both. So let's take a step back for a minute. I see Tamanya Mitamanya Diovle. So we knocked out the first 400, but really, you gotta take out 8 years, cause each of the Yovel years really counted as 1 of the next cycle. So really, the Yovel period ended at year 392. 392, you take away the 8 Yovel years, cause those counted, double. So, you have 392, so what do you have left? So you have 8, plus the 20, so you have 28! 28 is perfect. Because 28 are exact Shemitah cycles, plus the following year was the year after Shemitah. V'hani shis, so you have the 6 Havayar Besar, so you have the 8 from before, plus the 20 after, or the 6 after, either way, because you used up the 14. So beautiful, Shtak of the Mosoi Shvi Yischarav, so it came out that it was Nechrav in the year after Shemitah, period. So the Gemara, so it works out according to Rabbi Yehuda. This price is according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the second Mikdash works out, but the first Mikdash does not work out. E Rabbi Yehuda, but Rishonah L'Mishkachas La, doesn't work out according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Titanya Shiva Asar Yovlos Manu Yisrael Mishenechnosu La'aretz Va'ache Yatsu. 17 Yovels B'nei Yisrael kept from when they went into Eretz Yisrael until they went out. What are the 17 Yovels? Let's work it out. So the Pasuk says in Malachim that Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash 480. It's not higher mathematics. It's just addition. Right? 400 and, oh, I guess a division also. Right? 480 years, Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash after Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if you take out 40 years, because those are the 40 years in the Midbar, so how long were they after they came into Eretz Yisrael, which is when they started counting the Shemitahs and the Yovels, you don't count the 40 years of the Midbar, so that's 440. 440 plus the 410 that the first Beis HaMikdash stood for, so from Knisa La'aretz until Churban Bayis Rishon, how many years was it? 850 years. Right? Because it was it says, Shlomo HaMelech again, it says 480 when he built the Beis HaMikdash, so take out 40. So that's 440 plus the 410 that stood, 850 years. 850 is exactly 17 Yovels. 17 Yovels. So it's 17 Yovels from Knisa La'aretz until Churban Bayis Rishon. So that's what the Gemara says. Shiva Asar Yovlos Manu Yisrael Mishenichnos La'aretz Va'ad Sheyatsu. Good. The Iata Yachalomar Mishashenichnosu Manu. And 1 minute. You can't say that they started counting the moment that they went in. Why? Because if you say that they started counting right away, nimsa bias charav betchilas yovel, because then it will come out that the bias was nechrav in, Rashi says this means, in the yovel year. In the yovel year, it was nechrav. V'iata motze barba esrei shana achar asher huksa ha'ir. And you wouldn't be able to work out the Yechezkel, which says it was 14 years after, and it was the year after Shemitah. That wouldn't work out. So the Braisa continues, and we're almost up to our question. Eletzei mehen sheva shekivshu v'sheva shechilku. Right? You didn't start right away. You started later, after the 14 years of conquering and splitting up. V'atamotzei barbasri shana achar asher huksa ha'ir. This was all a lead up to the question now. So this was all background. So we worked out 17 yovels, but take out the 14 years of kibush v'chiluk. So your 14 years, you take out 14 years at the end, so 14 years, it wasn't exact yovels. It wasn't exactly that it ended in the yovel year. So now we say, 1 minute, the E, Reb Yehuda, and if we're saying this Bryce is all Reb Yehuda, again, the Bryce that says that the Chorban happened in the year after Shemitah, both the first one and the second one, we already just proved the second one works out according to Reb Yehuda, but now we're trying to put it into the first one also. If you say that this was Reb Yehuda, V'i Reb Yehuda, so you got to take some more out. I see why, because remember, Reb Yehuda holds that the Yovel years count as year one of the next cycle also. The year of Yehuda, I see Shivsari, me Shivsari Yovel. You have 17 Yovels, you got to take out 17 years. Yovel should be 17 years earlier, because you take out the 17. But we just said that we started 14 years later, because we didn't say Shev Shekiv Shev Chilku, so you got three left. You got three left. Shadi Ahani Havilei Betlasa B'Shavua. So it comes out that it's the third year of the Shemitah cycle. It wasn't the year after Shemitah. So if you do the math, again, without Rabbi Yehuda, everything works out perfectly because it's 850 for the following year. Wonderful. It's a new cycle year after. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you got to take 17 out. So even if you push it 14 years later, because they didn't start until after the Sheva Shekiv Sheva Shechilku, you're still 3 years off. You need to be 1 year off, not 3 years off. So the Gemara says, another answer. Hanach shani da'aglinu sancherev ad da'asa yirmiyahu ahadrinu lochash kachashiv lahu. The years that, I'm sorry, da'aglinu sancherev ad da'asa yirmiyahu, so the years that sancherev was magle, if you look in the psukim, the magle, the asara shvatim, and then he put them back, at least some of them were brought back, they started the count again then. They restarted the count after that major galus. And therefore, if you do the count from there, it works out. Right? So you forget the whole count with all the hundreds of centuries and years beforehand, because they restarted the count. And Rashi does the math. So Bias Rishon was in the year after Shemitah. That is all answer number one, that it works out according to Reb Yehuda. A little bit more. Ibayis Ema, La'olam Rabbanan. Maybe the whole thing is the Rabbanan. The problem was second Mikdash didn't work out according to the Rabbanan. Second Mikdash didn't work out. So if you remember up top, we said that it would didn't work out that it was going to be in Motzai Shvius, right? It says you left out. Remember on top we said it worked out that it was in the Shemitah year, not the year after Shemitah. So the Gemara says v'chiktani b'chein b'shnia ashara. When the Braisa said, yeah, this also happened in the second base of Mikdash, it wasn't referring to that detail of the after the Shemitah. It was talking about the others. It was a Sunday. It was Tisha B'Av. They were in the middle of the Shira. That's what it meant. That during the Bayis, Churban Bayis Sheni, that's what was going on also. Hachnami Mistaber. It also makes sense to say that V'chein B'Shni is not going on every detail in the Braisa. Because there's another detail that couldn't be true in Bayis Sheni. D'ilote Mahachi, Mishmarto Shal Yeho Yariv B'Shni Mihavi. It says it was in the middle of the Mishmaris of Yeho Yariv. They weren't there during Bayis Sheni. V'atanya, Arba Mishmaris, Olam and Agola. During Bayis Sheni, most of them did not come up. Most of them didn't come back to the Eretz Yisrael. Yedaya, V'charim, Upashcha, V'emar. Only four of them came up. Because they only had four, they split those four into 24. Amdu Nevi'im Shebineim, V'chilkim, L'chavtal, Mishmaros. And then they decided, Ba'olu, Menasu, Makalfi, they did a goro, Ba'yedaya, V'natal, Chalka, V'chelech, Haver, Sheish. Yedaya came and he was split up into six. Ba'charim, V'natal, Chalka, V'chelech, Haver, Sheish. V'chein Pashcha, V'chein Emar. So you see, they were all new. V'hiskinu Nevi'im Shebineim, Shafilu, Yeho Yariv, Rosh Mishmar. Yehoyarev is not going to get it. That's their knas. So you see, Yehoyarev wasn't around during Bayis Sheni. So Ella Yedaya Ikrav Yehoyarev Tafelo. Even if Yedaya comes up, so Yehoyarev is going to be Tafel to them. So Ella, it must be Ashara. So it must be that line of Achin B'Shnia in the Brayis is only referring to the other details, but not to the detail of Yehoyarev, and also not to the detail that it was in the year after Shemitah. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here, but Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll talk a little bit about Shemitahs and Yovels. It's an important discussion in Shemitah itself. How do we look at Shemitah as we get into the discussion of Afkata de Malka or Afkata de Gavra? And we'll also talk about a Machlokas Rambam and the Gaonim. Did they count? Is there a concept of counting Yovels if Yovel isn't Noeg? Do you still count the year of Yovel, even if the Yovels are not Noeg? Or the Rambam says, it's a historical Machlokas. Machlokas, what they did in the interim period between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, Machlokas, the Rambam and the Gaonim, we'll get into that Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. But today we just had to get through the Shakla V'Tarya. Okay, again we thank the sponsorship. Today's Shia was Refuah Shleima, Rafal Menachem Ben Shendel Rivka Basok Shachal Yisrael. He should have a Refuah Shleima Bikarov. Okay, we'll stop here. Parshas Shir tonight.